Rusty Quill Presents Chapter and Multiverse. Hello, hello! Come on in. Make sure to take a look at our new specials menu. There's a cocktail on there I think you're really going to enjoy. It's called the Pincushion. It has a very pleasant tingling sensation and a very fresh aftertaste. But enough about that. You'll want to know what happened to Minnie, Morgan, Joseph and Adi, won't you? Well, after handily dealing with that brash young supervillain known as the Green Needle, they soon discovered that he was part of something much bigger than they had initially realized.
Hello and welcome to Chapter and Multiverse, the actual play podcast where we explore the same city across multiple parallel universes. I am your game master, Maddie Searle. My pronouns are she, her. And today we are continuing our campaign of Masks, a New Generation, which is designed by Brendan Conway and allows our players to take on the role of young superheroes. But before we go any further, I must introduce our wonderful and talented players. Could you please let me know your name and pronouns and your character's name and pronouns, starting with Lydia?
Hi, I am Lydia Nicholas, pronouns they, she, and I'm playing Minnie Smithson, a total human with the hero name Salatrix. Don't read anything into having a hero name, totally a human. She, her, yeah, for the character, yep, cool. I am Smooth.
And Ahmed.
Hi, I'm Ahmed Al-Jabri, and I'm stoked to be here. I'll be playing Adib bin Yaslam, a.k.a. The Turban. Pronouns are he and him.
Wonderful. And Lori.
Hey, I'm Lori Ann Davis, and I am playing Bludeweth Morgan. Both of us are she, her, and her superhero name is Siphon.
Awesome. And Pip.
Hello, I'm Pip Gladwin. I will be playing Joseph Teller, a.k.a. Zenith, or Zenith, whatever you feel in on the day, actually a human.
Oh.
And
we
are both cool. He, him.
Brilliant. Okay, last we left off, you had just completely humiliated the Green Needle.
Oh. I'm sorry, Pincushion.
Yes, the Pincushion. Yeah. Absolutely. And held him in place while Adib punched him in the face, and then Minnie shone scary lights in his face, and he just completely buckled under the pressure and called off all his minions. So now you have him in your clutches. What would you like to do?
Can deliver him to the justice system outside, and then, as has been established, completely fix the prison industrial complex, which is now Minnie's aim.
I make sure there's like a ribbon tied on top of his head, like a gift wrap.
Oh,
yes. What about the minions? Are you going to wrap them up as well?
Of course. We have to hand them properly to the authorities as a gift.
No, Your Honor. We didn't like kidnap them and tie them up. No, it's not legally defined as false imprisonment. They were gift wrapped, not handcuffed or hand bound. Yeah, that's how that works.
Morgan will put, like, I don't know, however many she can carry, maybe 5. She is losing some strength, so only 5 minions over her shoulders, and carry them to the police downstairs, presumably.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. And I think Adib would be the one to notice this as someone who is well acquainted with fabrics, but you can see that the Green Needle has a kind of subtly concealed fanny pack or bum bag in his costume. And it clearly has some stuff in it. So you can either have a look or just leave it be, whatever you prefer.
With my ribbons, I pull them off him and hand them over to Zenith.
I'll open it up and just kind of tip it out onto the ground.
You find a Pez dispenser in the shape of a cactus.
Oh my god.
But also, more importantly, you find a piece of paper which appears to be some kind of invoice or official correspondence with a company called Clear Vision Trading. And it's very clear from this document that the Green Needle has been paid a vast sum of money to raid this mall. It doesn't give any reason why this might be the case, but it's very clear that this wasn't his idea. Someone else put him up to it. And the only name you have is Clear Vision Trading.
I love this universe. The clues are just like, hi, I'm a clue, and this is what I say.
Is that not directly comparing it with anyone else who may have GM'd for you recently?
Yeah, like, it's cool. You might have to wait 7 years for the payoff of a joke, but that's fine. Whereas here, we made a decision. This is the clue. This is what it says. Deal with it. This is the name of the person that sent it. Your decision.
Is this an organization or a person?
It's Clear Vision Trading. It's an organization. There is no people's names associated with this document. And there's not even an address or anything. It was just a receipt of money.
You say that, but it would, like, Minnie would be picking up from the others that this is not the name of a person, because Clear Vision Trading could, like,
reasonable
that could
name.
Be someone's given name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Andrew Trading.
Yeah. Just daughter of, I don't know, Jim Bob Trading and Stanley Trading. Yeah. Yeah. Named for their maternal grandmother, Clear Vision Smith. I don't know.
To be clear, is it like saying, for your payment, here's a good location to hit, or do this hit and you'll get paid?
It's do this hit, you'll get paid. It's all kind of obfuscated in corporate language, but once you've kind of gone beyond the lawyer speak, it's pretty clear what's going on here.
Are any of us capable of going beyond the lawyer speak? Is that something that Zenith was trading in?
I feel like Zenith would be able to.
Yeah, I've got specific abilities, yeah.
Oh, the files thing, yeah.
I mean, I don't need to take the paper. I'll make a note of the name of the company.
Presumably, you can take a photo of it with the inbuilt camera in your helmet.
I mean, yeah. All of this is being recorded anyway, so I don't even need to take a picture of it. I could just refer back to the recording later. I'll nod and I'll, like, sort of pick up the Pez dispenser and, like, hand it to Adib. I'll look into this, here, souvenir.
Oh, thank you. Actually, that's a good idea. I should start collecting souvenirs.
Morgan, standing with five people over her shoulders, is like, you want to, like, be careful with that? Like, is that's a superhero. What if it's, like, a bomb Pez dispenser or, like, this
tiny
was a
bombs.
Supervillain we just got it from?
I will look at the green needle, from the green needle back to Morgan and just be like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, you see a deep look of shame come across the Green Needle's face as he's restrained. Okay. And it's like, you're just like, I thought it was funny.
Right, okay. So, should we take these people to the police, I guess?
Yep.
Yep, and you can head down the escalators and the minions on the ground floor all kind of part like the Red Sea and let you pass, seeing that their leader has been taken out.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the people on the ground floor.
Yeah. Cool. It seems like that's what they wanted.
Yeah. Are they just submitting or are they trying to run?
There's some who are just like, okay, we've been caught. There are a few who are just kind of backing away slowly, trying to look around for exits and see if they can find their way out.
Going into clothes shop, grabbing anything that isn't green to put on.
Yeah. Oh, it's a hostage. Look, I'm wearing orange.
They're going into Loon Nook and getting some non-green things.
Oh. I think of the group, if there's some that are like backing off and looking like they're trying to get away, I think Zenith is going to make an example of one of them so the others don't do that.
Gosh.
Whether you want me to roll for that or not, I don't know. But I have the angry condition, and in order to clear the angry condition, I need to hurt someone. So
oh gosh.
I'm going to make an example of one of these minions if they're trying to escape.
Go for it, yeah. No roll necessary.
I think there's like three or four of them, like kind of backing away, looking like they're going to take a run, like go for the fire exits, you know, whatever, whatever. And I will fling out the end of the chain, wrap it around the leg of one of them, pull it sharply, like, with my, like, whole arm and elbow so that this guy kind of goes down, his, like, face first into the ground. And then through a vocoded mic in the helmet, Zenith is just going to say, don't.
Nice. Yeah.
So I will clear my angry condition. I'm feeling better already.
Yeah, for sure. This minion is not going to be running away anytime soon.
I am going to tap on Morgan's shoulder. She got the insecure condition.
Yeah.
So I am going to say, thanks for helping me back there, for holding him. I probably would have hit there if you hadn't stepped in back then.
Yeah, thanks. You were great. I mean, that was actually really funny. I don't know how you think of things so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I saw how you took down that guy. You were really conscious not to get people badly hurt. I noticed. You're making a lot of effort in that, and I respect that.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Adib. I trained quite a lot with... We have these, like, old rugby pad things that my uncle... Well, he can't hold it because I'd hurt him, but, you know, we kind of have them strapped up, and I practice a lot. Thanks.
Do I need to roll for this, or...?
Yes, please roll plus mundane to see if you can clear the condition.
Okay, so I got a 6 and a 5 and a 3. So...
Wait.
Oh.
Dang, you are so comforted.
I feel great.
Hardcore comforted.
Nice.
I think it does make sense as well, because Morgan is impressed by Adib, so I guess has influence on her as well, actually.
Yeah, so you might even have like a +1 to that as well, so that's a monumental role.
Morgan's flying high. So secure.
Insecure? Never heard of her. Brilliant. So yes, you managed to corral the Green Needle and some of the minions out to the law enforcement that is waiting.
Minnie remembers to put her feet on the ground and stop hovering, like, just before we go out. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One last thing, because I think it's really going to be funny. I will be having, like, my ribbons, like, a leash on them. Like, you know, a dog walker.
Yeah,
amazing.
Absolutely. 100%.
Amazing.
And before we head back, and I ask Zenith, should we run from a different direction so we don't get asked by law enforcement about stuff? Or I'm new at this. Usually I run away.
There is a lot of press out there as well, just to let you know, as well as the police kind of doing a perimeter, there is a lot of press.
If you're asking Zenith this, you're asking it like it before we've got to the doorway, because there is absolutely no way I'm going out there.
Like, yeah.
It's not really my style.
Let's sneak back from where we once came. Find her car. Hopefully it's still there.
Actually, yeah, it might annoy my boss, both my bosses, if I am seen involved in these kind of shenanigans.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to keep my shoe shop job without any complications. So, yeah, how about we nip out the back?
I have a pitch. A pitch I need to ask Maddie for a thing on. I have a vehicle at my disposal.
You do.
Would that vehicle get us all to the base?
Please turn into a motorbike.
Yeah, that's my superpower. Yeah. Is I turn into a motorbike. A motorbike that can carry 3 people. It's got two sidecars, like a sidecar either side, and then, no, that's a nightmare. Let's go to the roof.
Yeah, the view's lovely, I'm sure.
I would prefer my location not be known.
I think, I've got something for that. I'll lead the team to the roof.
I guess Morgan will just put the 5 people down.
Shove them through the door.
Adib, do you want to, like, maybe tie your leashed ones to them?
Oh, yeah, good idea. So I start tying them to the same group.
Just a pile
then,
of people.
And then shoo them to the door. Go on. Don't be scared. Yeah. Just walk out the door.
If they look like they're not sure about whether they're going to go out, Minnie's going to do the hovering, glowing thing again. Which is kind of fun.
I've got a lovely image of like a drone shot from above, you know, like a semicircle of police, guns out like around the entrance to the mall, and then all these guys staggering out all tied together.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, I'll lead the team to the roof. And as we're kind of coming up the last little set of stairs to the doorway that leads to the roof, I will tap a couple of things on a little mat sort of wrist computer that I have. And I'm guessing in a negligible amount of time, less than a minute, I'm guessing a jet's going to appear.
Ooh.
Moving extremely fast and extremely quietly. I'm kind of thinking of it basically just looks like an arrowhead, more or less.
Is it invisible?
It's not invisible, but it is very, very quiet.
Minnie can work on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
While we're waiting, seeing it coming around, I want to talk to Zenith. Hey, Zenith, can I ask you something?
Sure.
So far, I've been extraordinarily lucky that nobody took a clear picture of my face. And I have been Well, nudged that this mask that I'm using is not doing well.
Just looking at the domino mask like, yeah.
And I can't wear a helmet like yours because the whole thing is my turban here. So if you ever come up with any ideas, help me out. I would appreciate it because I really don't want people to know who I am.
I mean, you're the guy with all the fabric, right?
Yes, but, you know, the other who I am.
I guess I'll, like, you're wearing a short, like, there's a sort of shawl or scarf component
to... Yeah, there are two shawls. The blue one on my head is on, like, a turban wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm still wearing it in the Amazigh style, like, so only my eyes are seen now.
Oh, yeah. If it's that mask, rather than, like, a domino mask, which we kind of discussed beforehand, then I feel like you're pretty well covered.
I pull it down and say, and you can see me, this is very uncomfortable for me, like, it takes a lot of confidence for me to wear it like that.
Sure.
And it's not something that I, you know, I'm always up for it kind of thing. It just happens sometimes. Like, this style is kind of the thing that you would wear when you're running into a storm, not like going from one place to another. It just feels not normal for me.
Well, if I think of anything, I'll let you know.
I appreciate it.
And I think the jet's going to come in like a wide arc and then sort of swoop down over the top of the mall low and then drop like a little ladder down. I'll start climbing the ladder and then kind of turn back to you guys. You coming?
Morgan's going to be like, is this a Taj jet?
No, that's mine. Let's go.
Minnie's going to walk in like it's nothing, like it's just a normal car. It's cool.
Morgan's going to walk in awed.
Cool.
Right, so I have a question about the jet. Has it autopiloted itself here?
Yes.
Incredible, yeah.
I think it has like a limited, like it can do an A to B on autopilot. I don't think it can do, if there was a lot of stuff in the way from A to B, you know, it couldn't do through tunnels and stuff. But, you know, within the city, it's got like a limited ability to go from one place to another.
Nice. Great. So, yes, you all climb aboard this stealth jet. What does it look like on the inside?
On the inside, it's got like there's a very small, probably space for about four people, two benches facing each other, like a little sort of personnel carrier area, and then ahead of that a door to a cockpit. Like this, it's not really built to carry a lot of stuff or a lot of people either. It's just a very stealthy and a very fast sort of point-to-point vehicle. Again, nothing ostentatious. You could argue that a lot of the stuff in here is just standard military that's been like painted matte black. Basically, there's no insignia on anything. It's all just, you know, there's two benches and then harnesses for you to strap yourselves into. I'll gesture to the benches and head into the cockpit.
Absolutely, yes. So you can now make your way in a stealth jet to the helipad on top of the Targ HQ, because of course they have a helipad.
I'm going to assume this thing can land on a helipad then. So it's a jet copter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm loving it. I want to be able to visualize all the different blades and jets and stuff that are coming out of it. And it's a, yeah.
I'm assuming the jets just starts to change orientation down and start hovering down.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's got like a vertical takeoff and landing capability. Honestly, we can change this. Honestly, Maddie, I wasn't thinking of the Tosh HQ. I was thinking of mine.
You were thinking of Exoplanet Corp.
Yeah, but if that goofs up anything that you had plans for, then I'm happy to change it.
No, I'm very happy for you to head to Exoplanet Corp if that's what your plan is.
Perfect.
So yes, as you get into this incredible jet, you speed off towards Zenith's personal HQ.
Ooh.
So what is the ingress to this HQ like?
I think in order to enter, there is I guess it's going to have to be on the roof. There is no helipad on top of this building, or at least there's no visible helipad on top of this building. It's like come around, land on the top, and then there's like a, you know, the lift comes down and is replaced over the top, and the jets kind of drop down a quite a short elevator, and then from that landing platform there's a like a walkway that leads to the actual base, which is again not a gigantic, I'm not going to say Batcave because, you know, like nothing to do with Batman, shut up.
Amazing, yes. So yeah, you can see all the panels and buttons and flashing lights of surveillance equipment and the tall-backed chairs that swivel around dramatically, all this kind of thing. So, yeah, what would you like to do now that you're in this base? This is, and you would recognize as you were flying in that this is the Exoplanet Corp skyscraper, which is very prominent in the chapter skyline.
Morgan's going to be like, is Exoplanet with Targe?
No. Well, I mean, I guess I am now, but the corporation isn't. And I'll click a couple of little catches and take my helmet off. I mean, you've seen my face already, like when we met.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just walks into a coffee shop fully helmeted.
Well, I don't know. It was just in my head that, like, oh, no, I've been helmeted the whole time.
But oh,
no.
Wait, we've seen him.
Incredibly normal face. Yeah,
yeah, just so dull.
Yeah, the shock is that you'd forgotten what his face looked like.
The shock is you'd forgotten how mundane his face is.
Just shockingly mundane.
Fascinatingly mundane.
Oh yeah, Minnie would be all over this, I assume.
Taking notes, making sketches.
Oh, so that was a genuine intake of breath.
Oh my god, he's so normal looking. There is almost nothing memorable about him.
Do you not think we should have reported to Taj?
We can do that remotely, right?
Oh, we have the tablet thing.
Sure.
Can we call them?
Yeah, you can take out the tablet that you had the CCTV on and bring up a video call with Vera Constantine, who's like, oh, where are you right now? Did it all go down successfully? I'm getting good reports back from the law enforcement. Where are you right now?
Where are we now?
I'm kind of eyeing Adib a little bit. If it's a video call, I'll step in sort of to the side of him. Just in a secure location. Mission was successful.
We are in a secure location.
And the mission was successful.
Yes, we have extracted the alloy. I do a lot of winks. I'm assuming this is how code works.
Morgan's just standing awkwardly in the back, or just back of the shot, just like...
So, great. So the hostages are all safe and the Green Needle has been apprehended?
Yes, we caught them all. We did first aid to whoever needed it, and we handed them over to the authorities.
Great. Okay. Well done. Honestly, yeah, great job. Thanks so much for stepping in. It's been really quite wild here recently. There's just been so many new reports coming in all the time of supervillain activity. It's been very hard to keep on top of. But yeah, so we really appreciate you stepping in.
Not to add too much work on your team, we left the car.
Oh, that's fine. That happens all the time. No worries.
This is why they're an under-resourced government department. They're just leaving cars everywhere.
Yeah.
So many tickets.
The city is just swamped with like unmarked black SUVs everywhere.
If there are any tickets for our parking, just let me know. I'll gladly pay it.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. It's all right. It's all right. We get certain benefits. It's all good. Any information on why this raid went down?
Oh, yes. And I pull out the... Wait, I don't have it. I didn't take it. I think we gave it to the authority. I only took the pen case.
The Pez dispenser.
Oh, the little Pez dispenser. Yeah, the little cactus. Amazing.
There was a note. Zenith, can you help me out with this? Because I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I got it here.
I take a couple of Pez. Candy.
I love the idea of them being like, was there any evidence or did you find anything out? You're like, Pez dispenser.
Which I'm eating.
We've got some Pez.
Yeah. I wonder if I can fit some dates in this thing.
Tiny dates. Maybe some dried olives.
Nothing concrete yet, but we've got some leads we can look into.
That's good. Would you be willing to share them with me, your supervisor, who needs to report back to her superiors?
This is so awkward. How have we made a government debriefing so painfully awkward?
Yeah.
I suppose they do hire teens, so...
Yeah.
For Zenith here, it's like... Obviously, natural instinct in every situation, more or less, apart from, you know, the sort of moment to moment, if there's something very dangerous happening or something that needs to be actioned immediately, is like, wait to be told what to do by Aquila. Mm. So, like, 100%, he knows she's watching. He's waiting for her to basically say, yeah, sure, you can give them the lead that you found. And the whole point of this is that she doesn't trust them, so I don't trust them either. So I'm basically waiting on like a thumbs up emoji from or whatever the sterile equivalent of that is from Aquila.
As you're kind of reticent to explain what went on, you do hear a little voice in your ear saying,
I don't think this lead is very significant. Feel free to divulge.
Clear vision trading. I think we're paying this idiot to hit that particular mole. We don't know why.
Right. Okay.
It's wrapped up in a lot of legally, so I don't know that any of this would stick, but maybe you can do some digging on it.
Thanks for that. I'll definitely pass that on to our intelligence teams, but if you have any of your own investigations you want to carry out, feel free. It would be a massive help to have some more eyes on this.
Understood. Anything else?
At the moment, well, that was a very busy first day for you. Feel free to come by to Targe HQ when you're ready to finish up your orientation, I suppose. And I can show you around the training facilities and all that kind of stuff. But otherwise, yeah, you must be knackered after that. So if you wanna go back home and rest up, that's also completely fair.
Adib stepped out of view from the camera. He's texting his sister, like, how to make dates fit into a piss dispenser. And they're discussing what kind of dates would work well on this, like how to work it out. So just texting away.
Well, once we've signed off from the call.
Wait, once the call ends, Minnie is going to turn to Zenith and be like, are you holding us prisoner here?
No.
Because you just flew us here. And it's sinister. Minnie looks to Morgan and Adib. Would you describe this as this unnamed opening door, the jet, silent jet coming in and then being not sure where we are, like, sinister? Is that the right, am I coming up with the right, that's the right word, right? This is quite sinister.
Maybe a little. I feel like we should have gone back to Targe, you know? That was quite a big thing that we just did.
Is there like a reason that we are here? And how do we get out? Are we allowed out?
Yeah, there's an elevator take you down to the bottom floor. You can leave through the main lobby. I just thought, like,
is there like hot cocoa here? You know, we could chill. Is that why we're here?
Yes. 1 second, and Zenith is gonna disappear into one of these doors and come back with like bottled water and like, you know, some juice and maybe some snacks.
Cool.
Put them on one of these like far too low glass kind of coffee table thing in front of a really angular sofa that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, all this furniture here is extremely expensive and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And we'll kind of like an armful of stuff and just kind of drop it on the table and just be like,
are all of the snacks, like in my head from what you've described, I just assume that they're all in matte black kind of, you know, like a variety of snacks, but they're all like sleek black monochrome. Yeah. So it just says something like snack bar in like sans serif font on a grey packet, or like crisps on a black bag.
Morgan's gonna grab a soda.
It just says soda on it.
Yeah.
Like no details.
Sit on the sofa and be like, so have you got a TV?
Yes.
Do you got any games?
No, I don't think so. Yet. This place was not been used for I just thought we could maybe we're going to be a team, so we could use this place as could be our base.
It's definitely more convenient than the shoe shop. Minnie's going to, while we're discussing this, so it's awkward and tense. Like, Minnie's just going to take a grey cup that just says milkshake in tiny, very formal font, and sort of stick a straw through there and just slurp while maintaining eye contact, like just incredibly earnest. Cool.
Perfect. And on that slurp, we will take a short break and be right back. And we're back. So we have just established a new base for this superhero team in Exoplanet Corp with some very awkward snacks dumped on a table in front of the team.
I don't know other people.
Relatable content. So, what are you doing? Are you just having a nice little bonding session?
Morgan would have suggested that, like, maybe we watch a film or something, or put TV on. Like, if there aren't any games, in my head, we're having like a little slumber party, even though it's still day.
Yeah, it's probably like 3 p.m. or something.
There's definitely a far too large television that will like fold out of the wall.
Like the petals of a flower, but sinister.
Yeah.
Can we just watch daytime TV, like some kind of design program or something?
Yeah, and Minnie will be taking furious notes.
On my extremely uncomfortable sofa, yeah.
Right, so as you continue this extremely awkward bonding session, watching some kind of like antiques program on this extremely fancy TV.
Morgan will probably fall asleep a little as well. Like she absorbed a lot of energy and she's losing it, and it's, you know, it's taking its toll a bit.
Minnie will, like, around 6-7 o'clock suddenly jump up and be like, oh, I've got to file a story. How do I get out?
We've all been, I guess, like chatting vaguely and sitting in silence watching an antique show for a while. I'll jump up and I'm moving off to get something. Sorry, I'm just grabbing something.
I'm just asking, what kind of story do you need to?
What? No, nothing. Absolutely. I just enjoy filing stories. It's just for fun.
Oh, so you're like making a collection of short stories, or?
Yes. Gotta go. Minnie's going to rush off because it's the deadline Spec Markalon stories. And there's been some really cool stuff happening today. Like, for instance, she had a milkshake, and that definitely needs to be described.
As you're rushing out, I will hand you a lanyard with a visitor's pass on it for the building. And functionally, this will allow you to take any of the elevators in this building to... Actually, no, it would be one specific elevator to this floor, which is inaccessible by anybody else. So it's a fake visitor's pass that allows access to this floor.
Minnie will arrange it alongside the soy sauce capsule and other things, and it somehow like just really fits as a sort of jewellery, a collection of accoutrements.
A moment here where this fascinating, tiny, so weirdly dressed, but like it all works, is just standing in front of this boy who is effectively grey.
Personified.
Just this moment of just like, huh.
To Minnie, like, it absolutely doesn't look that way. Like, to Minnie, like, this is the peak of humanness. Like, you have nailed it. You know how to human. It is so cool. So, yeah, the feeling of awe at the strangeness of a creature that is so like you and yet so different is felt on both sides to an equal degree. So Minnie dashes off and needs to go and do her third job. Sell shoes, save hostages, inform the aliens.
Yeah.
Busy life.
Absolutely. What's Zenith, Morgan and Adib doing now that they're a trio?
If Minnie has started the exiting, Morgan's going to be like, well, I guess I should actually probably check in with my uncle and let him know I'm okay and how today went. So,
Oh, yeah. Sure, take one of these and I'll give you a business pass and give one to Adib as well.
Thanks. And do we need to, like, how do we...
Just walk in the building, elevator number 3, and you scan this pass on the reader once you're inside the elevator. Just don't do it when there's anyone else in there with you.
Do we need to let you... No, how do I... Have you got a phone?
Yeah, I guess we should exchange numbers, huh?
Maybe we could make a group.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. 3 people standing with phones, awkwardly making a...
Exchanging numbers.
Exchanging numbers.
What's WhatsApp in this world?
Oh, you can just scan the QR here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my first letter swapping's not going to work for WhatsApp. So let's just say it's WhatsApp.
It's WhatGram.
WhatGram.
Yeah, WhatGram, that's perfect. It's like a telegram, but what is it?
Yeah, WhatGram. What do we title it?
Excellent.
I'm asking the important questions.
I will leave that to someone with an imagination.
Minnie will title it Human Friends and have, like, just a stock image of... smiling people that aren't us as the chat.
One of those stock images of just like somebody dressed as a builder who definitely isn't a builder.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Hi, I have a clipboard.
Yeah.
Human friends. I love it.
So, yeah, is everyone going their separate ways at this point?
What time and day is it again? It's Saturday, it should be.
Yeah, this is Saturday, probably about 7 p.m. at this point if you've been hanging out for a few hours.
Cool.
Is that okay with you, Lid? Because you said 6. Are you going to be late?
I don't mind. I've slightly lost track.
I was just wondering if Minnie had an actual deadline there.
No. It just needs to be filed by the right time, because it's just cheaper for the radio signals to go through the wormholes.
That's fair.
When the planet is in a certain orientation, so they all have to submit their stories by 8:15.
Fair.
It's just, it's annoying. Different on a some parts of the lunar cycle when the moon's in the way, you know, obviously. So,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Minnie heads off at like 6.
Grant, so yeah, it is about 6 currently.
I will stay here in this big grey penthouse by myself.
No. No, Zenith.
Don't be sad for him.
I'm assuming there are no video games. It's just all weaponry and training stuff.
Yeah. I didn't give you the tour, unfortunately. Probably should have done that, but I don't interact with humans very often.
Not many of us do.
What? All the time. Shh.
Yeah, this place is set up, but it's not set up as like a place for
comfort.
Sort of for 20 somethings to hang out. Like, it's not set up for that. Yeah. So there's not a lot of fun stuff to do here unless you like hitting things.
Yeah, we should hang out more.
Hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've got the group, so I guess we'll be back at Taj at some point.
If you imagine like the end of Sex and the City things, where like, I actually have never watched a full episode, but I've seen clips of at the end where like she's typing up things that contain sort of moral lessons. It's like, so about being a rich person in New York, typey, typey, type, type, type. I like my hair and other things that were radical at the time, but uncomfortable now. Type, type, type. But Minnie is kind of doing that. So to be a friend with a human involves talking a lot and sometimes saying things that neither of you understand, but then you laugh and it's great.
Oh.
Typey, type, 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 type.
Yeah.
All the while, her ex is in the other room on the phone, their new partner.
Obviously already filed their report.
And that's fine. Yeah, they've already filed their stories because they've only got 2 jobs. Or 3 jobs. It's very annoying. Benson McDykel is frying up some frozen peas for dinner.
It's like, these human dishes, they're so fascinating. I can't get my head around how would you think to make something cold and then hot again? Just why?
It's a weird way around to do it, yeah. And they all eat them by like skewering each pea individually with a fork. It's a delicacy. Love it.
Benson's very, very keen to grill you on all the things you've learned about humans that day and anxiously waiting at the precise time that you're going to file your story to make sure that it's submitted.
Cool. He's a supportive boss.
What's Adeep doing?
Adeep, after exchanging our Whatgram numbers, would head out, and in the elevator he would change his clothes to normal jeans and a shirt and a sweater. He would head out home, probably picking some pastries along the way, because this is the first day of the weekend, and every first day of the weekend there's a family gathering with a lot of relatives. He needs to go pick up pastries and stuff like that before hitting home and changing into traditional thobes and normal turban, not the blue turban.
Excellent. Yeah, as you get in, your mum greets you warmly, gives you a big hug, and shoos you off to get changed and make sure that you're all ready. And there are already like various aunts and uncles and cousins all kind of milling around.
Yeah, my mother and sister would already be wearing their traditional jalabiya. I assume my sister would be wearing a Moroccan style because it has a hoodie. And that's very cool. I would head in and start wearing my thobe, my long white shirt thingy.
As the gathering is starting to get underway, Amal kind of takes you off to the side and tries to surreptitiously be like, How did it go?
It was awesome, like working with people. It's like, I don't have to worry. And it's so much fun.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's amazing.
They have so many amazing abilities. Like, one of them, you could punch a wall. And the other one is just glitterly. And I told you about Zenith, this guy. I met him a few times on the street. Amazing. He knows everything.
That's so good. I'm so happy for you. That's amazing.
I'm really excited. Like, I kind of like it.
So what did you do? Like, tell me you did some cool stuff.
Did you see the news, the mall thing? That was us. That we took care of that.
Really?
The cactus thing guy.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, I want to scream and like tell everyone in this room, but I know that you don't want that.
No, please don't. Let's keep it still.
Yeah.
Hey, when is your next gig? Because I'm thinking, because they're really cool people. Maybe we could meet up and watch you play.
That is a really great idea. We actually have a gig on, like, it's a really terrible time slot. It's like 11 p.m. on a Monday night. It's the worst time slot, but it's at this bar that's really cool. And yeah, it would be really cool if you came along. That'd be really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are helping us with our studies for college because you're a few years ahead of us.
Yeah, sure. I have some really great research techniques that I can impart to you in the method of song.
Reset my turban again and just go, I'll see you later. And I just go mingle with my dozens and dozens of cousins.
Excellent. And your dad is very kind of loudly boasting about your how well you're doing in your engineering course and how it was like the best decision he ever made in his life to become a civil engineer and how much he supports his family and all this kind of thing. And it's just, yeah, it's just, like you hear it every single week. He does it every time. So, yeah. And what's Morgan doing?
So Morgan, just before leaving, if it's okay with Zenith, would be like, actually, do you have like a hoodie I could borrow? Because this is quite obviously armor that I'm wearing. Like, this is just the superhero outfit I was in.
Oh, sure. Yeah, give me a second. I will, I guess, like, I've definitely got like just baggy workout clothes.
Yeah.
Stuff that fit me wouldn't fit Morgan, because Morgan is ripped. Not that Joseph isn't, but he's smaller. He's a bit more compact.
How tall are you? Do you know?
I probably said this in an earlier episode.
Oh, okay.
I probably wrote it down somewhere, but, you know, come at me if I get it wrong. I'm imagining Joseph at about 5'8".
Oh, okay, so Morgan's just an inch taller than you.
Yeah.
We'll probably fit. I'll probably fit.
Whatever the most nondescript height is, that's the height. That's the height that Joseph is. Exactly average. I'll pull like
Thanks. So just like a grey tracksuit, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% have that here.
Yeah, cool.
So many. I think you like he goes into another room and then there's like a big, partially like a frosted glass wall with a little handle and it slides apart. And then there's just this massive like walk-in closet and all
gray.
That's in it is like grey tracksuit.
Amazing. Amazing. Cool.
There's just grey workout gear. Just, you know, grey shoes, grey. Everything is grey. I'll bring you a hoodie and like some sweatpants if you would like those also.
Yes, please. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. That's fine.
I'll see you soon, I guess.
Sure.
Morgan will just put them on over and tuck her little new lanyard under the hoodie, nestled against her like, oh, friend. And we'll go back to her home. I guess catch the bus back to her home and then have a bit of a walk because the bus doesn't go past.
It's in a bit of an out-of-the-way place. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and we'll just go to let her uncle know she's okay, how her day went.
Yeah, he will be, as soon as he hears you coming through the door, he's going to rush up and say, how did it go? Was it all good?
Yeah, I think we fought a villain. I don't know if it was like maybe a test or something because they just like chucked us in there immediately. But
wow. That's amazing. How did your powers work out? Did it all go okay?
The training, yeah. I tackled this woman and like I did as we'd practice and I did it really safely. You know, it wasn't too high or anything. And I knocked her into some shells, but she was okay. And like so, obviously that's going well. And I did it. I took energy from people and they just fell asleep. And you know, I managed to stop. But then I got a bit afraid because I was like, well, what if, you know, it was quite a lot of energy and I got really, really strong. And she's just going to babble and tell him the story of what happened.
Yeah.
And probably round off with like, I think this was a good idea. I think like they're really nice and it was good to have people who, you know, had my back.
That's amazing, sweetheart. I'm so glad. That's wonderful. While you were kind of rambling, he's just like, he's ushered you into the kitchen, sat you down in a chair, got you a cup of tea. Aww.
And loads of food. And she's just eating without thinking because she's starving.
Yeah, he's just like brought out a whole roast chicken from the fridge, just plonked it in front of you. So yeah, and you have a lovely little dinner together.
I would like to say that she's probably going to go and like end her night in her greenhouse just to like have some of the calm energy of the plants, like not necessarily absorb that much, but just be around them and tend them a bit.
Aww. Lovely.
No 3 a.m. workout tonight.
No, yeah, she doesn't need it tonight. She's pretty out. She's out like a light up. Oh, 10 past 10?
Excellent. And just before we wrap up this episode, how is Joseph spending the rest of his evening?
Yes.
In his grey box.
In my grey box. Joseph is sat at the swivelly, high-backed chair, looking kind of too small for it, with all these monitors in front of him, but he's just using the sort of smallest one that's closest to him. There's still, like, security camera footage and, like, other stuff, news. There's the news sort of reel going on one of the screens and just lots of stuff going on, but he's focused on one of these screens, a smaller one in front of him, and he is typing up his report. And we see entries for each one of the other player characters. And he's just writing up. I think there's we see a little entry for Adib, the turban. And it says, fascinating, unique power set, heart in the right place, but raw, untested. And then we see one for the day with Morgan, Siphon, a few bullet points, energy absorption, super strength, but seems potentially dangerous. Absorption takes a physical toll. Nervous, uncertain of her own abilities.
Pretty accurate.
And then we have Minnie Smithson.
Not a human, pretty sure.
And then it's just like, I think, as you suspected, extraterrestrial in origin.
If Minnie like was a whip, damn. Thought I nailed it.
And then just like a few bullet points and sort of listings of like what I've seen Minnie do. Just trying to get a handle on what exactly that they can do. But I guess that's been like pretty broad so far. We've had like light bending, you've shifted density, you can fly.
Make a disco.
That list is quite long.
Her real power is style.
Yes. He's true power. Deletes it. And then a summary of the mission after that. And yeah, it's not glowing, particularly on a personal level.
I think once you've submitted it and it's been a while, it's probably given Aquila enough time to read it, you get a message back saying, report received, appraisal attached, good work.
Oh, okay.
Which is not as bad as you'd thought. Good work is like pretty good from her, but then when you look at the appraisal, it's just all these really, really nitpicky things about your combat style, and there's an especially long section about when you dropped it from the ceiling and got hit by the shovel. So yeah, it's a mixed bag from old Aquila this time.
Oh, we'll sit back in the chair and while I'm reading that and open a plastic bottle of water that just has a grey label that says water on the side of it. And I think that's where we'll leave.
Yeah. On that note, a grey bottle with water in it. We'll end the episode there. So thank you so much for once again listening to Chapter and Multiverse and our Masks campaign. And I would like to ask our lovely players where we can find them on the internet and if they have anything to plug, starting with Ahmed.
Hi, you can find me everywhere at Mr. Rajabri, especially on Twitter, where I share Arab tidbits for your TTRPG characters and world building. You will recognize me with the character of wearing the turban in my picture.
Wonderful. And Lowry.
Yes, you can find me at Lowry Tweets. And that's pretty much it. Oh, and on other Rusty Quill shows. Listen to Enthusiasm.
Yeah. And Lydia.
I'm on Twitter, Lid Nicholas, and Urban Chooks, and I am on other podcasts as well, sometimes. Town Whispers, in that one, and this one, and things in the past, and possibly in the future. Yeah, that's where we're at.
Nice. And Pip?
I'm Pip Gladwin. You can find me at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter. I can also be heard in other Rusty Quill productions. Which ones? You'll have to find out by checking. Also, Realms of Peril and Glory podcast, do a bunch of stuff with them. And timings of this, again, very confusing. And I think it's too late for me to plug this. But if you haven't already, check out Doctor Who Redacted on BBC Sounds. I'm in that, and it's well good.
Super
it's
cool.
It's so good. All right. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Maddie_abstracts, where there are links to all the various things that I do. And we hope to see you next time on Chapter and Multiverse. But until then, from all of us here in the space between worlds, goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Chapter and Multiverse is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 international license. It is directed by Maddie Searle and produced by Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. The Eternal Tavern Keeper was played by Kareem Cronfley. This episode was edited by Nico Vitese, Tessa Vroom, and Maddie Searle, with music by Nico Vitese. Thank you for listening.